Illinois State University has already seen 273 students test positive for COVID-19. There were just 70 cases as of Friday, meaning the number of COVID-positive students tripled in just 3 days. An ISU spokesperson says about 1,500 tests have been administered on campus since the first day of classes, August 17th. ISU President Larry Dietz joins us to talk about that issue. Thanks for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure, Charlie.
What metrics will you use to decide whether to close the campus?
Well, we're monitoring that literally on a daily basis, and so we don't have a number per se. I think a lot of it will have to do with how many folks have tested positive, and it'll have to do with isolation capacity. We'll have to do with how many folks are hospitalized, and thankfully at this point we don't. I'm not aware of any. It's a moving target and a complex issue that that we're monitoring. So I don't have any specific date or time. I do know that we obviously are only in our second week of classes here, and so as individuals coming back to the campus, we're not sure how many came in who might have been asymptomatic, but could have been carrying the virus. We're not sure how many students attended how many parties. That first weekend we were aware of a couple of very large parties, but I think this last weekend that was curtailed considerably. And so we're going to continue to educate students about the importance of wearing face coverings and washing their hands and avoiding large gatherings of people, and we're hoping for the best, but we're not naive. We knew that these numbers would go up, and so we're monitoring it really daily.
Of those 273, how many are on campus students living in residence halls?
Yeah, I'm not sure of that. I can tell you that we have 24 in isolation that are positive right now. I don't know how many of those individuals are on versus off campus. Our testing also, we're only looking at the students that we've tested. Some may have gone out to the Interstate Center and gotten tested in other places, but our numbers are only for students and only the ones that we've tested at two sites, and we just started that testing a week ago today.
If 24 are in isolation, how much isolation space do you have?
We have units that are spread throughout the housing system. The total number of beds I'm not sure of right now, but we're not anywhere close to capacity, I was told this afternoon by our planning group.
The FDA last week approved the saliva test developed at the U of I for broader use. That's something ISU has been watching and had hoped to use. What now?
Well, we're in constant communication with them, as are the other public universities in the state. The issue is the capacity to roll that out to us quickly is somewhat limited because of the demand that they have. So we've been told that we would be able to work with them, but probably not for another at least 6 and possibly 12 weeks. So we would be delighted to have their tests here. We are anxious to use those, and we're working toward that end.
Would you use U of I based labs, or would you develop your own lab capacity somewhere, since the U of I is making it open source?
That's something that we're talking back and forth. Our staff are talking to their staff about this. There are pros and cons to both. We have the capabilities to have the labs here. So I think that probably would be our preference. But again, that's we're anxious to do business however we can do business to make sure that it's a quality test that we're implementing here in the best way that will benefit our students.
So in 6 to 12 weeks, when it's ripe and ready, how much will you test and how often?
Again, kind of open to discussion on that. The good news is that the cost of the test would be reduced dramatically, and that's another a figure that's we're still negotiating with them on, but it won't be anywhere near the price that we're paying right now. So the potential to offer More frequent testing is there, and we would like to follow that.
Illinois State University President Larry Dietz, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.